We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The manager of the Yankees on an off day at 5-7, just days before the end of the world, is Aaron Boone. Aaron, I'm telling you, if you don't win a couple of games, I'm not going to come to work. I can't listen to these people anymore. It's 12 games. They're driving me crazy. I can't stand it.
Well, I appreciate the Masters update because I hadn't had
my
Masters.
My God. Yet. Yeah, well, right now you got a couple of guys 3-under. Rahm's in there 3-under. Tiger finished 2-under. Fowler 2-under. Dustin Johnson's going to 13 and 15 at 2-under, which could get ugly because he can go and eagle both those holes. But, all right, first off, updates on guys coming back. CeCe's ready to come back, right?
Yeah, CeCe will start Saturday for us. So that's good news.
And you got better news on Andujar, right? You got a little positive news, right?
Well, we're still optimistic. We remain optimistic on it. Now it's still up in the air. You know, tomorrow he'll swing and play catch again at 60 to 90 feet, and then again on Saturday. So it's kind of one of those things. It's either he's going to be able to handle it and be able to get out and actually make the throws, and then we think it'll go pretty quickly. If not, and then it could be something that's surgical, which would compromise the season. But the initial steps, it's gone pretty well. And he's really strong. His physical tests of the shoulder and stuff are really good. So, and if you know anyone has kind of the mental makeup to do it, it's Miggy. So we'll see, but we got to let it play out. But yesterday was at least a good first step in that I think he felt a little bit better than he thought. But in fairness, he didn't throw real hard and it was pretty short.
All right. How about Stanton and Hicks? Let's take Hicks first.
So Hicks is, he is tee and soft toss today. He's been out throwing. He's running on the treadmill. I would expect him to be running, throwing, and hitting, taking batting practice by the middle of next week. And then hopefully from there we start graduating him to games. And then he's going to need some games, obviously, with missing spring training. So, but he's been 2 weeks basically past the injury. It's now just about building him up. So, you know, hopefully in the next few weeks we'll be getting him back. And then with Stanton hit off the tee yesterday. I think he took about 30 swings off the tee. That went well. So tomorrow he'll do tee, soft toss, and if that goes well, he should move pretty quickly.
Well, you said Stanton even out? Would he even go to any assignment, or would he come right to the team?
You know, it depends. If he's ready to come back in the next week, then possibly not. But
okay,
That's something that we'll talk about. And, you know, maybe if we give him a game or something, we'll just see. If hopefully these next few days go well for him and he starts moving quickly to get back with us.
How about Betances?
Dellens, I haven't got a report yet today, but was throwing a sim game today and, you know, kind of hoping, but don't know what's there yet. You know, still waiting for it. Just still not coming out great yet, but just trying to build up his arm strength.
Have you felt the Betances loss the most?
Oh, it's just a day in, day out. It's just guys slotting into different roles, not having certain guys available because, you know, on certain days we've really leaned on, for example, Ottavino for more than an inning, so he's down for a day when we really could have used him, and that's where the depth of our pen when healthy and with a guy like Dellen slots everyone else to kind of where they should be in better lanes against better matchups. He's kind of, you know, in a lot of ways that linchpin, that glue in the bullpen, and makes everyone else a little bit more valuable.
you've had guys who so far, and obviously we're talking Aaron Boone, haven't been up to past performance in the pen a little bit. I mean, Green hasn't pitched like Green. Chapman hasn't even been himself totally. Britton hasn't been yet what you expect out of Britton. What have you seen from these guys? What concerns you about any of them?
Yeah, so Greeny is a little bit, we think, delivery-related, and Larry and Chad kind of spotted his last time out. They noticed a little bit of a delivery that's got a little altered a little bit, that's affecting probably some of his deception, which leaked into some of his command in his last time out. So hopefully they've spotted something that's easily correctable, that gets him back going the way he does. You know, Chappie, I think, is actually throwing the ball really well. He had the one outing where
gave up
the hits, but right. Otherwise he actually feels good. I think looks good. I think he's throwing the ball well. So not too concerned about that. Which is the hard part the last few days has been getting it to that ninth inning and getting them the ball. We haven't been able to get it to him. And then Britton, feel like he's throwing the ball well. He got burned, obviously, the first day in Houston where he gave up the big hit. But yesterday I thought he came in, threw the ball well, didn't give up a lot of hard contact at all, and, you know, gave up the one run, but feel like he's throwing it well. Just, you know, got to dial in the command a little bit more. But once he does that, feel like the stuff is exactly where it needs to be.
Let's be honest, you guys aren't going to beat a good team like Houston unless you play well, and you guys didn't play well in that series. That's all there is to it. You didn't play good baseball.
Yeah, and, you know, you go into a series against Houston, you know, obviously a little bit banged up, and you got Verlander, and you got Cole, and you got McHugh, and the difficult thing and the tough thing about the last three games was we did enough against those guys. Like, I felt like offensively had quality at bats. We for the most part in the first two games had a lead late in the game, had it set up, and just couldn't finish the deal. And then yesterday stormed back. So we're doing a lot of things well. We just got to really complete the job. I mean, you got to do it in all facets of the game, especially when you're a little depleted against a team like Houston, especially when they've got their best pitchers lined up. So frustrating, because I feel like we're real close to winning all three games.
You know, the middle game, let's be honest, if you count base running, fielding, everything, I mean, that was anything but a crisp performance. There were a lot of mistakes in that game, that's for sure. I mean, Gaudy got caught not running, I mean, which we know he thought the ball was foul, but the bottom line is there was just a lot of miscues in that ball game.
No question. And, you know, a couple balls in left where
got to be caught, yep.
You know, tough play, certainly.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, the pen not doing their normal thing. And, you know, so, but what the one, you know, I think we're seeing enough good things, positive things from some people. And it's right now, because we're a little depleted, it's opportunities for guys that are going to play a role for us at different points of the season that have been pressed into the role. So I think the experience right now is really important and really valuable, because in the end, when we get our guys going, we are going to be a team to be reckoned with. And now this is valuable experience right now for guys that are going to play a role and an important experience.
We're talking with Aaron Boone, obviously, about the Yankees off today, White Sox for the weekend. Red Sox will be in Tuesday. The Yankees and Red Sox can compare war wounds since they're both off to tough starts right now. Paxton doesn't surprise me in the least, Aaron, because it is very hard to come here, put that uniform on, big contract, and live up to it. Most guys, I'd say since I've been doing this, as long as I've been doing it, about 1 out of 10 guys comes in and hits the ground running. About 1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pressure. It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't sensed that part of it. I totally hear what you're saying, and I get that. I feel like he's adjusted really well, settled in really well, feel like he's comfortable. I feel like his last couple of starts, his stuff hasn't been great. It hasn't been coming out like we saw it certainly in spring training, where the stuff for a few starts in there was really electric. I thought in his first start of the season, I thought it was really good too. I thought the last two games have been a little bit down, and you know, to the Astros' credit yesterday, I thought they really made him work, especially in some counts where he was 2-2, 3-2, where he couldn't really put guys away, and they're fouling them off. So he had some 8-10 pitch at bats against guys that I think added up and kind of ended up hurting them.
No question. And I just think it's also, it's very easy to be in that spot and press. I mean, it very easy is. I mean, even just a little bit psychologically, because you want to do well so badly. I just think it's a very tough spot. I really do.
I hear you. I don't sense that. I don't sense that part of it being an issue with Paxton. And I think before long, I think he'll get on a nice roll for us.
What? Give me something that you think is a, other than Torres, which is obvious, give me something that you think is a positive right now. I would think you would say LeMahieu has been really good, right?
LeMahieu's been tremendous. I think the way Glaber's played and obviously being pressed into pretty much full-time shortstop duty now with Tulo down for a little bit. You know, I know he made the error last night on a ball he shouldn't have thrown where he didn't really have a play, but I think he's played really well defensively. The at-bats have been really good. You know, Judge's being Judge. feel like Massa is throwing the ball incredibly well. Some of the guys in our pen, even though it's been a little bit of a struggle overall, I feel like we're seeing encouraging signs. So there are some good things happening right now. We just got to slowly but surely get healthy and continue to have guys step up. You know, a guy like Frazier, who has come up and really looked the part offensively. You know, he's had really good at-bats. He's had some really big hits for us, and he's getting real opportunities right now. And it's important to have those kind of guys when you're a little depleted, really step up and do the job and feel like he's in a good place right now.
He's a good listen, we always know he's got a fast bat. He's a very confident offensive player. There's no question about it. I don't know. The book on him was he wasn't a bad defensive player. Now, I don't want to judge him off a couple of plays, but is he a guy that's going to be challenged at all defensively, or you don't think so?
Yeah, I mean, that's where he's still a work in progress. That's where he's, you know, hasn't finished off his game. He's got the athleticism. He's got the speed, I think, to be a quality outfielder, but that's the part of his game that, to his credit, I think he's working really hard at. He's out there early doing stuff with Reggie Willits. I feel like he's growing out there, but that's a part of his game that, you know, is still a work in progress, and he's still working hard to improve on.
What would you say about Bird so far?
Bird's been a little bit up and down. You know, I feel like there's been a lot of quality at bats in there, but hasn't had that impact yet that, you know, certainly we saw in spring training where he came out and I thought really swung the bat well in spring training. He's doing a pretty good job as far as strike zone control, but not really impacting the ball quite yet. He had the home run on opening day,
right,
but other than that, hasn't had the extra base hit yet.
No, so, hasn't had any RBIs either. None.
And right now with guys, you know, guys down, you know, he's an important guy, especially from the left side. You know, we need to get that production from him.
Now, Voit, I mean, he's given you some big home runs, but, you know, he's looked uncomfortable a couple times at the plate too.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple days in there where he lost the strike zone, which is a little uncharacteristic from what we've seen. That's been something he's been really good at is controlling the zone and then getting the ball in the air, especially the other way with his good power the other way. I felt like he lost that for a couple games, but otherwise, I feel like he's been really close and he's been one of those guys. You kind of peel the onion back a little bit. Has hit a number of balls right on the screws for some tough outs, but he's getting his walks. He's hitting for his power, and I feel like he's close to going on one of those really good runs.
The Red Sox are behind you. They've had a very tough start. They had a crazy trip, as we know. Sales throwing 90. We know that's an issue. Tampa's off to this amazing start. Their team ERA is under 2, at least it was a game ago. It was under 2 for the team. I mean, so that's crazy stuff. They won 90 games last year. You take them seriously to be a serious threat?
Absolutely. I'm not even in the least bit surprised of Tampa. They became a really good team last year. Bottom line is they're really good at preventing runs. They do it, obviously, in a unique way. They've got a few really dynamic starters, and then the way they're able to kind of piece it together with guys with kind of different skill sets to match up in the game. And then they've created some versatility for themselves, position player wise. They got a lot of kind of moving parts and guys that, you know, play sparingly here and there, but they're able to kind of play the matchup game day in and day out. And it's something that's really effective for them. And they're, to me, a very real team that's going to be tough to deal with.
Yeah, you don't see them for another month. I went and looked. You don't play them until you go down there the 10th of May. So we got a whole West Coast swing before you do that. So you don't see them. You'll see the Red Sox in a couple of days, and they're obviously still struggling. So you don't see them for a while, but they are doing it uniquely. There's no question with that pitching, which has been unbelievable. This has been an odd start, obviously, with all the injuries and everything else. You're not getting reinforcements right away. How has your team handled this from your standpoint, considering it's not like these guys are a day away from coming back, because they're not?
Right. That's been the most encouraging thing to me. And since I've gotten this job, the thing that I've been most impressed with is how our guys deal with the ebb and flow of the season, especially playing in New York and all that comes with being a Yankee. I feel like we do a really good job of kind of turning the page, having the blinders on, having the focus of the day, not really getting, you know, too enamored with what just happened as far as wins, loss. It's on to the next one. And I think we do a really good job in that room of really focusing on the day. And I don't think, as a result, I don't think we get emotionally too high or too low, no matter what's going on, because I think guys do a good job of understanding that it's a long grind of a season, and inevitably you're going to be dealt some adversity along the way, and you just got to roll with it, deal with it, put your nose down, and grind it out.
And obviously you've done that so far, and I mean, listen, it hasn't been pretty. We know that. It wasn't a great week, but like you said, I mean, you're still missing a lot of pieces, and a lot of these games just came down to some bullpen. I mean, if your bullpen had been where it was, you've hit enough in a lot of spots that you would have won a lot of these games.
Yeah, no question. And you know, when you're talking early in the season, there's a small sample, you know, a couple of rough outings, you know, changed the look, obviously, from a record standpoint. And you work hard to continue to correct things and fix things and address things where you do. But I feel like we'll handle it and slowly but surely, hopefully, get more and more of the cavalry back. And we'll be a team to be reckoned with before long.
How did you digest the Severino news, where now you know it's going to be lengthy? How do you look at that now?
Yeah, a little obviously frustrating because, I mean, you know, you miss him. You know, not just how good of a pitcher he is, but the innings where you get from him too. So it's, you know, that's been one of the issues is we've had difficult time because we've had to go to the pen so much. So we're, you know, staying away from guys certain days because of the usage. When you have those elite level starters, they protect the pen and set
no
up
question.
The pen the way you want. And that's one area where we missed Sevy. I would say obviously disappointing news that we got, but also at least we got clarity and know now, okay, shut down for 6 weeks and then we start him back up. We feel like the shoulder's in good shape, so it's not going to be a surgical thing, which is good news. Just obviously going to take a little bit longer now than we anticipated.
All right. Thanks very much. Talk to you again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Aaron Boone, as we hear from him. Now, the guys, let's be honest, none of them except for CeCe are on their way back really soon. I mean, Betances isn't. We know Severino isn't. Stanton isn't. Hicks isn't. Andujar didn't really learn anything yet about whether or not this is a long-term or not. So basically it's about straightening out some of the other guys and taking it from there. And again, listen, they have more than enough offense on hand. They need to get these outs in the bullpen because that's where they got to win these games. That's the bottom line. The Yankees are set up to win a lot of games and protect a lot of games out of that pen, and they haven't really done that. They need Green, Chapman, Ottavino, Britton, really Britton and Green. But even Chapman and Ottavino can be better. Ottavino's been good in spots, but they can be better. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.